While the rest of Alaska is done with elections for a while, one is heating up in Petersburg. Voters there are deciding this month whether to create a new borough in southeast. The proposal would dramatically expand municipal boundaries and the tax base for Petersburg and increase the population by about 10%. Joe Wicknicki is a reporter at KFSK in Petersburg and has been following the issue. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Laurie.
So, Joe, just how contentious has this discussion become in town?
It's been one of the most hotly contested local issues in a few years, at least. I wouldn't say the town is divided over the issue. The debate has been pretty strong and vibrant, with people with strong opinions on one side or the other. The yard signs have gone up around town, both for and against the borough, and definitely the debate has filled the commentary space on the local airwaves on our radio station, as well as the editorial page in the local newspaper. So it's been a pretty vigorous debate.
What would you say the main points are for both sides?
Supporters of the borough say they want to have a greater input in land use outside of city limits. They're also saying they want the expanded tax base. The new borough would expand property tax, sales tax, and bed tax outside of the city limits of Petersburg. That gives potential for more revenue to come into the new municipality. And they also have talked about a concern about other municipalities annexing some of the lands that are in Petersburg's backyard. On the other side of things, opponents are obviously not excited about paying new taxes. They are also not interested in being part of a municipality right now. Some of these residents are in a pretty remote area and get to their land only by float plane or boat, and really wouldn't have any new services with this new municipality expanding to include them, and don't see the point in paying new taxes to support the municipality and be part of that.
Joe, I understand Juneau is also keeping an eye on this vote. Tell us why that is.
Sure. Juneau has filed a petition with the state to annex some of the same lands into its borough, the city and borough of Juneau. And the decision by the state's local boundary commission back in this summer put a lot of that land into a Petersburg borough, assuming that voters approve a Petersburg borough. The city and borough of Juneau has appealed that decision to a court and is awaiting an outcome from the court. So they're also keeping an eye on the Petersburg borough vote. I think that will be more of an issue if the borough is voted down and Juneau has the chance then to go forward with the annexation of that land, or if that court decision comes out and really throws out what happens with the local boundary commission's decision from this past summer.
When is the vote?
It's going on right now, and it's a mail-out election done by the State Division of Elections. Most people have gotten their ballots in the mail, and the deadline to get the ballots back postmarked by December 18th. We should have early results posted to the State Division of Elections website by that time, and the target date to certify the election results January 3rd. So we should know by the end of the month whether the new borough has been approved or not.
Well, Joe, you live in Petersburg and know folks there. What's your sense of how this is going? Do you think it's likely to pass? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm worried about predicting an election. I'm really bad at calling these local issues. I would say, though, I've heard a lot more from the opponents, people opposed to the borough, over the past 6 months to a year time. If that's any indication, I would guess it would be failing. But, you know, it's hard to tell. I'm usually wrong on these kind of things, so I don't want to predict it.
All right. Well, thanks so much for helping us understand this.
Sure, no problem. Thanks, Laurie.
Joe Wicknicki is a reporter at KFSK in Petersburg.